from Cambridge Breakfast.
This is an important Moose Flash.
Colourful cow sculptures are soon to appear in the streets and public spaces of Cambridge as the city's much-awaited art trail, Cows About Cambridge, prepares to launch on Monday the 28th of June. We are joined now by Charlie Langhorn, the Director of Wild and Art. Hi, Charlie.
Hi there, good morning, and what a moveless morning it is.
Oh, very good. Charlie, we're going to have about 40 cows and 45 mini moos scattered all over Cambridge, I believe. It sounds great. Tell us how this came about.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? And it came about because the good man Ian at Cambridge had approached us and had seen some of our work in other cities around the UK and indeed around the world, and said, right, can we have a trail? So in partnership with our good friends at Break the Charity, we work with Ian, and the event is on its way.
And it was supposed to happen a year ago, but I guess it was postponed because of COVID restrictions.
Well, yes, it was. And obviously it was a great shame. But what that has enabled us to do is to make sure that we've got the process and the protocols in place to make sure it's a really COVID safe event, whatever happens over the next few weeks and months and things. So It's outdoors, it's all spread out and everything. And what we think it's going to give people a real great opportunity to come back into the city, to go and rediscover the incredible offer that Cambridge has, which really is, it's such a beautiful city. So really support those businesses have been struggling, and we would encourage people when they come in, do the trail, pop into the cafe, go and have a pint, go into the shops and do all those great things. But also, people will be able to travel around a bit more now and go to see the Cambridge event. And we're very lucky with our travel partners, Thameslink, so they'll be bringing in the drovers, let's say, to come and drove the cows. And sorry, you've probably heard all these before.
Go for it.
So it'll be a really great sort of opportunity for Cambridge to come together again, enjoy the city, but also to be out and about. And I think one of the great things about our events is they really do go from the pavement up. So this is Cambridge's event. This is an event for the people of Cambridge. Many of the designs have been done by incredible creators based in Cambridge.
So actually, Charlie, just tell us about it, because you've got involved. So the schools and community groups and local artists, they've all painted and done the collage on the cows. How did that go? I mean, that's a mammoth task, isn't it?
Well, don't start on mammoths, because we're doing some of those next year. But, so this year is all about the cows. It is a mammoth task. And we've got a brilliant team on the ground in Cambridge. Pete and Ellie doing amazing work, backed up by my team. And so we put out a call to artists, and they responded magnificently. I mean, who doesn't want to paint a cow, frankly? The real ones are a bit harder to pin down. So creating the sculpture is probably the best way of painting a cow. So the sponsors then chose the designs, when the cows do hit the streets, let's say, people are going to be in for there'll be a feast of creativity. And what's lovely with the mini moos, they're being created by local primary schools. So again, you'll see some of the amazing work done by the children, being led by some incredible teachers. And we know the teaching profession have had such a difficult time over the last year, so here's a real opportunity for them to have a public celebration as people go around and see the mini moos and just reflect on the work done by the kids. But those kids have been so fantastically led and guided by teachers, so hopefully people will take that message as well. So it's a real opportunity for people to come together, enjoy Cambridge, enjoy a trail, and it's going to be moveless.
Oh, it sounds fantastic, Charlie, actually. It's a great idea. You're the Director of Wild and Art. Tell us a little about what you do.
Well, I have probably the best job in the world because I have a brilliant team working with us, and we create sculpture trails like this literally all over the world. So we've just closed an event, would you believe? We had 53 penguins on the streets of Christchurch, and they auctioned off recently for just over $1 million for our partners down there. We've got UUs, and I'm not going to explain what they are, but you have to Google them, on the streets of Melbourne at the moment. So we create big, bonkers public art trails, and we've got lots of activity going on this summer, from Derby to Southend, from Hares to elephants in Luton and Worcester. So lots and lots of things going on. But I think what's really special about the Cambridge event, because it's been so long in development, and we know Cambridge as a city has had difficulties because tourists haven't been coming in. Mm. So it's a real opportunity to celebrate all that is absolutely incredible about, frankly, your city. It's going to be an amazing event, and we just can't wait to get going with it.
And actually, Charlie, I am really looking forward to it. I think it's such a great idea what you're doing. Just coming up to the 10 weeks, what happens to the cows? And we don't want to talk about it at the end. Obviously, we want to enjoy it. But I'm also interested in what happens to the cows after the 10 weeks are up.
Oh, absolutely. So so we have the event going on, and some of our events have been followed by over 1 million people. So lots of people engaging with them. And then we auction them off. So that's when they go to their forever homes. And that'll be raising money for a charity called Break. We've worked with Break in Norwich on a number of events now. I think our total, we've probably raised with them over £1 million to support their work. So the cows will be auctioned off. So people will be able to have one in their garden. Or indeed, actually, we auctioned a sculpture, a 5-foot bee in Manchester, and it's gone to someone's bathroom. So how big is that bathroom? I don't know. So they'll be auctioned off, and they'll be going to their forever homes as wonderful, wonderful works of art. And so, that's a really important part of it. But that, you say, that's the second stage. Yes. At the moment, it's about bringing people together, having that smile, having that shared experience, and just loving it.
It sounds fantastic, and I think that this is going to become really, really popular. They can be sponsored as well, I believe. Tell us a bit about that.
Absolutely. So one of the great things about the project, although a little hard for us sometimes, is each sculpture is sponsored by a different company, which is really wonderful. So we've got some fabulous companies supporting the event, and that basically pays for the cost of putting on the project, buying the sculptures, paying the artists, all that sort of thing. So we're not drawing on the public purse. And obviously, we know the public purse is probably going to be a little stretched for a while. So we kind of feel it's important that, we can put these events on, and our brilliant sponsors will hopefully get a return from all the people walking around to see the sculptures. And there's going to be an amazing app produced, and you can tick them all the sculptures off. You can actually track how far you've walked around the sculptures as well. So it's good for sort of people's physical health as well. We did a project in Scotland, and I detect a Scottish lilt, and the average distance walked around the sculptures was 11 miles for our event there. So some big benefits in that as well, but also you can collect rewards. So as you walk around the sculpture, you see a sculpture, and it might give you a sort of a free cup of coffee or whatever it may be as well.
Oh, wow.
So it works at so many levels, but ultimately, when it does work at all these levels, what's magnificent about it, it's also just such a simple thing. We want people to walk around the corner, either by themselves, in a family, as a group, whatever, walk around the corner, bump into one of these amazing sculptures, and just smile. Because actually, and I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but on the back of that smile, some amazing things can and will happen.
Yeah, this sounds absolutely brilliant. And it's kicking off on Monday, the 28th of June. I think we're all going to be looking forward to that, Charlie. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us
this
morning.
Great pleasure. Thank you for your support, guys. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
That's Charlie Langhorne from Wilden Art talking about the cows that are coming to Cambridge. And frankly, I can't wait.